Good afternoon, 4KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Lakeville man's been charged in Rice County for selling marijuana. 20-year-old Matthew Ryan Magnuson was arrested after a traffic stop for littering. A Faribault police officer saw the driver throw something out the window. When he pulled the vehicle over on 14th Street Northwest, he noted two of the passengers were men known to law enforcement as dealers of marijuana, one having recently been arrested for possessing a large amount. The officer could smell the odor of pot coming from the vehicle before he even reached the driver's side. Magnuson told the officer he just smoked earlier and there was a small amount in the vehicle. A search of the vehicle revealed a backpack in the back seat on the floor between the two passengers known to law enforcement. Inside the backpack, among 2 pounds of marijuana in large bags, were numerous other marijuana products with concentrated THC levels, such as wax, powders, and vape cartridges. Magnuson said it was all his. There was also cash inside. In all, there were 2.6 pounds of marijuana products found inside the vehicle, with another 30 grams found behind items in the glove box. Magnuson's been charged with 2 counts of fifth-degree drug sale of marijuana and fifth-degree possession of drugs, all felonies. His initial court appearance is December 11th. Northfield City staff is recommending the council approve a new benefit appraisal in their 2019 street assessments. Administrator Ben Mardick explains that the city has to show an improvement benefit to homeowners who will be specially assessed for street projects. It's the city's primary funding source for road work.
So it's an ongoing debate, it seems like annually, about exactly how that's calculated. How do you try and create a fair formula across all of the assessment areas? So we took a preliminary look at the areas that are on our current project schedule.
Those projects are on the west side of town in the areas of Zan Miller Drive, where there are numerous cul-de-sacs, and 3rd Street from Highway 3 past Orchard and the side streets just to the south, some with irregular lots. Staff is considering
how we might want to have different appraisals to take into consideration our policy and implementing that. There is some variation within the assessment policy where you can take a look at things a little bit differently.
They're taking the time to look at this earlier than usual, as street assessments are a perennial topic. They're also researching other ways to fund street projects that may include franchise fees, a tax on residents, electric bill. And the Defeat of Jesse James Day's Give Cancer the Boot Committee presented a check for $7,500 to the Breast Care Center at the Northfield Hospital and Clinics yesterday morning. Chair Becca Peterson said the dollars were raised through sponsorships, the 3rd annual cornhole tournament at this year's celebration, and a boot pass at the Saturday night rodeo performance, as well as Shop for a Cause at Mainstream Boutique and the Person Tool Bingo at the Eagles Club. Prizes were all donated by local businesses. Peterson also thanked the beer pouring group led by Carla Thomas on Saturday night at the Entertainment Center, who donates their hourly wages and all the tips to the cause. News from around the state is next.